Hey guys, it's Alice Rose here, and I just wanted to tell you guys about a situation that happened to me yesterday. So I went to the bar, and whenever I go out, I'm pretty easygoing. I usually go out alone, and I talk to everybody and anybody. I had this guy approach me, an older gentleman, and he looks at me. He said, "Ooh, you know, you're a looker." He says to me, "If only I was 10 years younger, oh boy, oh boy." And I'm looking at this man, thinking to myself, okay, so you'd be in your 50s. What then? We'd still have a 30-year age gap. Like, what's going on in that little head of yours? And that's kind of to prove my point that I wanted to talk about today, and that's men's egos. Their egos will be the downfall of this great nation and the whole world. Men are so egotistical, and they have such inflated and fragile egos. It's scary. Like, it's for instance, when a guy is trying to hit on you or he sees you in passing and he calls out, "Hey, yo, ma, what's good, ma?" And you know, you may, me, I'm polite, I'll smile, I'll head nod, I'll acknowledge, but I will keep it moving because, no, I am not interested. I don't want you. I just want to go about my day and run my errands. I don't want to be accosted by some stranger because I have a right to do what I want, and I am not indebted to you in any way, shape, or form. So whenever you walk away or you don't acknowledge them or you don't stop your day to go back and see what they're doing, they're like, "Oh, F you then, forget you." So am I just obliged to entertain you because you exist and you're a man? As a woman, I just have to stop my day in its tracks and see, you know, what's going on with you? Because that's ridiculous. But it happens time and time and time again. I remember one time a guy tried to stop me going into the store, and he was behind me. He cornered me in the store in line. So as I'm trying to wait for the cashier, of course, that's taking his sweet old time, the guy is like, "Oh, yo, ma, what's good, ma, what's good?" I'm like, "Oh, hi, you know, do you have a boyfriend?" No, but I just want to, you know, get my stuff and leave." And he's like, "Oh, no, you know, we should hang out. We should da da da." And I'm like, "Oh, well, you know, I'm kind of busy." And he's like, "Do you got kids, ma?" I'm like, "Excuse me, you got kids?" I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "Because I got some." I'm like, "How many kids do you have?" "8." "Oh, you have 8 kids? Dare I ask how many baby moms?" "6. I'm like, "Oh, now I'm interested. Before, when you were just standing there, I didn't think much of you. Now that you have 8 kids and 6 baby moms, I know you're the one. I know you're a winner." And don't get it twisted. People with kids, I don't judge people who are dating, trying to get on with their life after a failed relationship that resulted in kids. But at the same time, we have to acknowledge patterns, okay? 8 children and 6 baby moms. You never once did you stop. And mind you, this guy was walking. He was on foot. He didn't have a car. How are you transporting these 8 children and these 6 baby moms? Like, are you all, you just getting them all like bus pass? Like, it's mind blowing to me. And this man's looking for a 7th baby mom and he wants me to be it. And it's like, sir, I appreciate the invitation, but yeah, that's not going to work for me. But I'm saying all that to say that men and their egos, they can't even like acknowledge when they come up short. They can't acknowledge, you know, when they're at fault. And as women, we're partially to blame because we baby them. I know I do. I know when guys approach me and they're so enthusiastic. "What's up? Are we going to hang out? Are we, you know, we're, you know," and I'm like, "Yeah, we might. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, we will hang out." Cause I don't want to burst their little bubble. I'm so fearful of having that little, the hope drain from their eyes. So it's like when they're all up in my face and they're eager, like a little bunny shaking its little tail, I don't want to tell them no. I don't want to be honest with them. I don't want to be real and welcome them to the real world. I just, you know, I keep it all fairy tales for these guys because I'm so concerned with their ego. I don't know if they're going to lash out violently. I don't know if they're going to cry. I'm very scared of men with these very unhealthy, toxic egos. And as women, maybe we should, and it's, don't get me wrong, I've tried to break it down. I've tried to be honest. And after you try so many times and they still don't get it, then you go back to the, oh yeah, yeah, we're going to hang out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Whatever you say, babe. Yeah. Because I've tried so many times to be like, listen, sir, I'm uninterested. It's not you. I don't want a boyfriend. I'm here to have a wine or have a beer and relax. I want to watch TV or I want to text on my phone. And, you know, well, what about, you know, you want a friend? You want, sir, no, I have enough friends. I'm happy in the friend department. Why can't you receive what I'm saying? Why can't you accept it? Oh, well, you know, I just think you need a friend. And I just, it's like, you don't know me from a can of paint. I could be a whole psycho killer. I could be the Black Widow. I could be a thief. I could be a man. Leave me the hell alone. Why don't you understand that? Why don't they get it? And I literally have had these conversations. I'm so tempted to have like a hidden camera on me and show how ridiculous it is when these men try to approach me and they just refuse to take no for an answer. And I admire that, you know, I admire that drive and that passion to really just want to get a yes. And great, that's a great thing to have in life. But at the same time, you have to be realistic and you have to receive what somebody's saying and respect that. You're being disrespectful when you're not hearing me and you keep pushing your agenda. It's like, that's not right. And I have the right to walk away and to completely ignore you, but I'm trying to be the better person and have you understand why what you're doing is wrong and you still don't get it. So I'm going to keep just appeasing you with a smile and a head nod or being fake and phony because you can't even handle the reality of what's going on here. So, you know, I'm constantly thinking how to kind of fix or kind of help men in this journey of them coming to a healthier relationship with their egos and their egos being in a healthier space. Because like I said, if they continue like this, it really will be the end of nations. And it's been going on for too long. And I guess the Me Too movement is kind of like kickstarting this whole thing with women as a whole, us just stepping up and us kind of taking control of our circumstances and our situations and our bodies and, you know, holding everyone accountable. I hope the next thing that we hold everybody accountable to is putting their egos in check and us all just being completely respectful and having healthier relationships with one another. Because although it seems like I bash men, I love them. I just have a lot of frustrations with them. And I think as, you know, a team, as men and women, we could work together and we could help each other, point out each other's flaws, and we could help get to a resolve. So, hey, next time you see a really egotistical guy, try to break it down to him. And if not, just, you know, give him the old, yes, baby, whatever you say, and you'll see his eyes light up with glee.